Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. My name is Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier, to contact the show, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype the program at WFO Dicks.
Dicks.
I forgot to hit record again.
Yeah, how'd that go? 2 weeks in a row.
I know, I'm on a roll. So I have like four or five things that have been on my list of things to discuss for like 3 or 4 weeks. And like every week I just kind of pass it over. And I thought maybe like we could just do cleanup on all the bullshit that we didn't do before.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's do that.
So none of this is particularly good.
Or relevant.
Weeks and weeks old. But I'm just tired of it being on the list. And so I thought maybe we could just like power through it. Just power through it right at the top of the show. Just get it out of there. That way there's no way we'll pass it over again. Are you ready?
Yep. I took my boner pills.
There was a fella that went next door because the dogs were barking and killed everybody.
Excellent. Let's go into that.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. But the part of the story that really got me excited was one of the people that he killed that lived next door.
Yeah.
When they got married, he took the wife's last name.
Ooh.
So I say good.
Oh, he's got to have that on his tombstone too.
And that was really all I had with that.
I
mean, I was gonna say that, and then we were gonna expand on it somehow. I don't really know why. It probably wouldn't have gone anywhere. I'm glad we left that on the list for a couple of weeks.
You know who could have had a lot of fun with that?
What?
That topic.
What?
You know who could have had fun?
Were you gonna? You're not gonna say drunk, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, drunk.
You think that's a thing that? You think that's a thing that drunk would really? Really knock out of the park?
I think he could knock that one out of the park.
Drunk is not here. Drunk is expanding on his showless streak.
He'd hate to break a streak.
Right, yeah. Right. He's going for the record. Actually, no, I guess Paul has the record.
Yeah. Well, technically, Jesse has the record.
Yeah, Jesse never officially quit.
Yeah, he just stopped coming.
He just never came again. Yeah. So I guess he's not. Okay, so that one, boom, roasted. We that one is off the list forever.
Yep.
Dogs barking murder, done. There was a teacher that was ranting a whole bunch that there was colored kids that were peeing on the light post outside his house on Halloween, and he used racial slurs, and he got in trouble at school. And so I thought that would open up a whole conversation about, you know,
your social media and it not being your employer's business and, you know, that. So, I mean, that would have been an interesting discussion. But, I mean, that was a Halloween story. We're not going to harp on that.
No.
Fucking Halloween was months ago.
Well, was he right?
Well, I mean, the kids did urinate on the post outside of his house.
Yeah, but was he right that they were black kids? I mean,
they were black kids. Yes.
Okay.
I think that he was right. I think the racism comes in because he points out that they're black kids.
Well, he probably didn't say a bunch of black kids are peeing on my light post. He probably said a bunch of
colorful N-words. I think he got fired.
Oh,
because it went viral.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. So you don't think that it is your employer's business? I guess because you're a representative of their brand. I guess for a teacher it's different.
Yeah, if you're a teacher or if you represent your company in any way, you can't say stuff like that. or just say it.
Benny's boycotting the show until Drunk comes back.
He's going to be gone for a while.
Drunkett said he was coming tonight. He's been tweeting all day that he's coming.
Well, he didn't say he's coming on time.
No, he never comes on time. Okay, teacher racist rant. Off the list. Boom, we're house cleaning here. A guy was faking seizures to get out of restaurant tabs.
Did it work?
And it worked sometimes, but like all the cops are aware of it now. And he's gone to jail a couple of times, but apparently faking seizures... he actually left.
Oh.
He said, fuck that, no drunk, and he left.
He's a man of his word. What were you, did you think he was a bitch?
Oh, I'll be.
Somebody who doesn't, like, do what he said he's going to do?
But when they arrest him, see,
yeah.
the seizure guys,
yeah.
When they arrest him, it isn't really, like, an offense that they can really do a whole lot about. So, I mean, I think. They
causing a public disturbance, yeah. That's
they put him in jail for like a week or something. You know, like weekend jail, like New Drunk did.
Oh yeah.
You know, you go to weekend jail.
Yeah. Did
like the kind of jail that you can go to work all week and then like you get off work on Friday and you're like, oh, guess I'm going to jail.
Yep.
And you just go check in and be like, hey, I'm here to do some jail. They're like, okay, we're gonna take some of this jail off your jail time.
Well.
But then he gets out and he goes right back to it.
Like, you know how compulsive gamblers, like, you know, they win once and they got to keep going back?
Right.
Maybe that worked once and he's got to keep trying it. I mean, he's like, well, I could pay this tab.
But he does it all like right around his house. So all the restaurants are like, oh, this is the seizure guy. He's going to come do his seizure thing again. God damn it.
Do you think the waitresses have the balls to say, dude, are you going to, like, do your thing on my shift? Because, you know, I really want to go home to see my kids tonight. I really don't want to have to call the cops.
Oh, Benny's back. He was just teasing.
Aw.
Yeah.
Hey, well.
He's a kidder.
He did leave.
Okay,
he did leave.
Faking seizures to get out of restaurant tabs. Boom. Nailed.
Done.
Middle finger statue. This is a good one, too. Guy owns a chain of strip clubs. Got divorced.
Yep.
Wife remarried. He bought the house next door to his wife's and erected a giant middle finger statue facing their bedroom window.
That's amazing.
So every time they look out their bedroom window, they see a giant middle finger.
I would eventually name it and get acquainted with it. I mean, why the fuck does she care? That dude just spent thousands of dollars.
Right. Bought a house.
Bought a fucking house. In this economy.
And right. And the funny thing is the news article was on like a network TV station, so they had to blur out the finger. And then they were interviewing police officers who were saying that it actually doesn't break any laws. And that it can
why
stay
would
there.
It?
There's nothing the guy is doing wrong.
The dude put a sculpture out in his backyard. I mean,
it's in his backyard. It's art.
Yeah. he First Amendment.
So this guy, I guess, is pretty well off if he can afford to buy houses and statues. He owns a chain of strip clubs.
If you own a chain of anything, I'm pretty sure you're well off.
I guess what would you spend your money on to get revenge, for the sake of revenge?
It depends on what I'm getting revenge for. I mean, I really don't think I would be spiteful enough to spend more than $50. I really don't really have that much care in me to spend more than $50 on anything, so really don't see me going past $50.
$50 is your max?
I mean, Tom hated that fucking mailbox, and he just kicked it a whole bunch.
Right.
That was free.
So you find free ways to get your revenge.
Yeah.
Spending money just seems like you're still ruining both of your lives.
Yeah.
When really you just want to ruin that person's.
Yeah, like you drive by their house at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, turn on, you know, a car alarm or, you know, honk the horn. That's free. That's like, what, a dollar's worth of gas?
Should involve poop somehow.
No, you're not trying to harm nobody. You're just trying to wake them up.
Is poop? Poop is good nature and fun.
No, it could have blood in it. If you got blood in your feces, that could be nasty.
The, okay, middle finger statue, boom, gone.
Done.
$24 million heart-shaped island. Angelina Jolie bought for Brad Pitt for his 40th birthday.
Good
it's
for him.
It's shaped like a heart. It's like 50 miles off the coast of New York. They have their own private island now that they can go. See, that's the opposite.
An island off New York?
It was a revenge story about a couple that, you know, no longer in love, and now we're buying heart-shaped islands for $24 million. You see how we came full circle there?
Why would you buy an island off of New York?
I don't know.
I mean, the weather is shit. You'd think it'd be like something off of Florida where it's nice and, you know, isn't New York.
So nothing. See, that didn't go anywhere.
No.
So it's a good thing we didn't do that story. Because
well, Drunk
that
probably could have carried it.
You think Drunk would have carried that one?
Yeah.
And
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. The broad that was dealing with Clear Gear.
Yeah. Whatever happened with that? I heard. Either way,
Clear Gear apparently is some site that has like a gifty shit, like little flashlights and
yeah,
like
knickknacks,
like little screwdrivers and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this broad ordered some stuff from Clear Gear, and then
no, her husband did.
Oh,
she
didn't
actually
order
didn't.
It?
No, she didn't actually order anything.
Oh.
She wrote a review based on her husband's experience.
Yeah,
but she never ordered
30
anything.
30 days. She hadn't heard from him. She hadn't gotten any kind of confirmation or anything. So she just did some kind of, you know, charge back and got her money back.
Oh, no. Actually, they did it. They gave her money back. She didn't initiate anything after 30 days. They canceled their own order and gave her money back.
Yeah. So she wrote a review on Ripoff Report.
Years later, in fact.
And then years later got a message from this Clear Gear that said that she owed them $3,500. For a penalty, because when they agreed to buy the stuff, they signed in the fine print, they signed away their right to write a negative review about them.
Funny story about that. She was the one who wrote the review. She didn't actually make the order. There was never an order because they never got anything and Clear Gear gave them their money back. They didn't even request it. They just, That was their policy. If they can't ship it in 30 days, they just give you your money back. And then number three, when they made this order, they didn't have that in their terms of service. They put it in months, years after.
So you're familiar with this story.
Yeah.
You're well read on the topic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I thought it was hilarious.
This one had legs. We should have done this one weeks ago.
Yeah, but Drunk couldn't have carried this one.
So they said, you give us the $3,500 or we're going to negatively affect your credit score.
And they did.
And they did. And they haven't been able to buy furniture or whatever the fuck is going on. So they go to Ripoff Report where they wrote the review. They say, hey, man, we need to remove this review of Clear Gear because they're pissed off and they're trying to charge us money. And Ripoff Report says, okay. Well, there is a $2,000
removal fee to remove your review from our website.
Yep.
So ripoff report. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. God, I wish I had the CSI Miami thing. I'd take off my glasses.
Well, they can't see it. It's radio. Okay.
So ripoff report is a bit of a ripoff itself.
Oh!
Okay, that's it. That's it. Oh, and I got into a conversation about how they have lady trimmers for your bikini area.
Yeah.
And they need to have one of those for men, but to man it up, it needs to... I had a toothbrush that I bought like as a joke. I needed a toothbrush, and I went to the store to get a toothbrush, and they had one that when you brushed your teeth, the motion activated something to where it played Justin Bieber's Baby, Baby, Baby.
Oh, it's one of those things to get little kids to brush their teeth.
Yeah, yeah, and I bought it because I thought it would be funny if every time I brushed my teeth, I heard Baby, Baby, Baby by Justin Bieber. But, like, it doesn't, like, play out. It, like, plays through your teeth. Like, you hear it through your teeth.
That must be really unnerving.
It's very strange. But I was thinking, you know, along the same vein as that, it would be awesome if when you do the man groomer, just, you know, to prove its, you know, overwhelming manliness, like it played Get Inside by Stone Sour.
Oh.
while you're trimming your balls and genitalia.
You know what would be a really good way to get dudes to shave their junk more often? Have a little trimmer that looks like a lawnmower. Now it's not ladylike. Now you're doing your manscaping with a mower.
What'd you do on Thanksgiving?
Ate turkey at my lady friend's aunt and uncle's house.
How was that?
Oh, they deep fried it, so it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Little too much garlic for me. They put, like, garlic butter in a syringe and then juiced up their turkey.
And stuck it on in there?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was just too much, a little too much garlic.
My sister didn't come home this year. She stayed out in Kansas, and she had her husband's parents over. And when they come over, They're very particular about a lot of things. Like, they bring their own hand soap because they don't like her.
Wow, really?
And every time they come to town, or anytime they travel anywhere, they travel with a thing called the Quantum Age Water Wand.
Never heard of it.
Well, what you do is you get tap water, and then you stir it with these magical sticks, and it makes your water more stable. What? And they have a whole bunch of different colors that you can buy. They're $80 a piece. They're these sticks. There isn't anything that, like, comes out of it. And it even says it doesn't change the pH of your water, but it balances the existing pH, and it lasts forever. And they have a whole bunch of different color sticks.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what it means. I have no idea what it means. But there's a blue violet one.
Yeah.
That is everyday stress relief. That's the original water wand. And you stir your water, and then it relieves your stress when you drink your water. And there's a turquoise one that optimizes athletic performance. So, I mean, ideally you want to get all of these water wands so that depending on what you plan on doing with your water, you know, you get out the wand and you stir your tap water.
People are really fucking dumb.
The orange one stabilizes and strengthens you.
How?
By you stir it in the water. Nothing comes out of the wand. The wand lasts forever. But it has magical powers. It's a magical wand.
Unless that thing's putting steroids into your water, you're not going to get any stronger by using it.
Now, you buy two,
uh-huh.
They're the same price. They're $80. You start buying three and four, you start getting like a discount, like a 10% discount. So that's when you really start to, you know, get a deal.
I'm going to go outside in your backyard.
The purple wand
yeah.
is for relaxation, which is different than everyday stress relief. I'm not sure how.
Oh, like one's for the morning and one's for the
night.
Right,
right. Yeah. Red is for opening your heart chakra. What the fuck is a heart chakra? Can you answer me that? Can you tell me what a heart chakra is? Is that some kind of hippie shit?
No, that's from Naruto.
The yellow
yeah.
is for mental clarity. That's the one that we would probably take like right before the podcast, so we can do a good one.
Then maybe we won't stutter all the fucking time.
You think?
And ums and ers and
ums and ers.
Yeah.
So we got to get the yellow one for the. I wonder if I could write that off as like a business expense.
Is this a business?
I don't know. Is it?
Not. Are you making any
amber?
Money?
They have an amber one. This yeah. is a new edition.
Oh,
that one's for plants.
Oh, for plants.
Yeah.
So if you drink it, do you become plants? I'm gonna drink this, and I'm gonna become different sets of ivy.
Have they invented? Have they invented? Napier, look at me.
Yep.
Have they invented solar Christmas lights yet?
No.
I TM copyright Mike Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 2013. They have all those fucking solar lights that you buy and you stick out in your backyard.
Yeah.
Why haven't they made solar Christmas lights yet?
Because December is rather dark.
Not dark enough, though. I mean, that's the biggest problem with the fucking Christmas lights is finding some way to angle it to where you could plug them in. Because they're on your roof, and you gotta get extension cords and shit. If you could just stick them up there, you just stick them up on your gutter, and then walk away and not worry about figuring out how to plug them in, or remembering to plug them in, for that fucking matter. Why has this not happened yet? People are dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
That's the one fucking thing that you should use solar power for.
For goofy-ass, dumb Christmas lights?
You just leave them up there. They charge all day. They might go for an hour or two. And after that, everybody's fucking in bed already anyway, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I heard a group of people...
Seriously. No, before we move on past this.
We're not moving on past this.
Oh,
this
okay. Okay, because I'm serious. It needs to happen. We need to start like a, what are those things that you beg for money to fund your projects? Because I don't have any fucking
Kickstarter?
Money. Yeah, get the Kickstarter for the solar Christmas lights.
There's a dude who keeps winning these contests for the guy who puts up the most Christmas tree lights.
Yeah.
And apparently this dude wins so hard that... his Christmas tree light bill for the power comes to over $2,000 for 1 month. That's how many fucking lights this dude
right.
has up. If you could invent something solar powered, you would save that dude so much money.
So much money. And I mean, I'm just talking about the little twinkly guys.
Yeah.
That you put on your gutter.
And you can put up
a
shit ton
of them.
I got
solar lights out my yard right now that are going off, and it's wintertime. They're working just fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a light. I mean, you can't have, like, 400 little solar panels hanging around.
I bet your solar lights do work all night.
Is that a euphemism I'm not familiar with?
I just made one up.
Oh, it's so hot.
Holler. Anyway. Yeah, so start sending me money so that I can make... Solar lights.
Just so we're clear on this Kickstarter, you are not an electrical engineer, are you?
I am not.
Do you have any formal or informal training in how electricity works?
Couldn't I just get some of them solar lights now and then cut little pieces off of them and then plug them in?
Do you know how to do that?
Don't you think I could take like a class?
An electrical class?
You go get one of those dollar ones, and then you just cut little pieces off of them, and then that's solar power, right?
Well,
you just make it smaller.
You have to know how to wire them, but
it's like you get a piece of paper, and you cut it up, and then you got a whole bunch of little papers, right?
it's a little more complicated than that when you're talking about batteries and angling your little strips of solar energy. Oh, Drunk's here.
All right. We're going on break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We got to regroup and discuss strategy with Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hey, everyone. Batman from Fatty Time here. Ever wonder what would happen if you took all the soda
enjoyed? Stanker put in the chat that somebody already invented it.
By hitting that puree
button. Son of a bitch.
Well, that's RadioFoodWire.com, and my God, it is glorious. With shows like The Mr. Producer Show, The Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power, Unfit for FM, Fatty Time, Nerdgasm, Uniformed Opinions, and more. But even better than that, you can get all this on your smartphones, iPads, iPhones, computers, and whatever else you have connected to the interwebs with the TuneIn Radio app. So you can get all this great content with no price to you. Just remember to search and bookmark RadioFoodWire.com, and you can listen in to any of the great shows we are playing. For a list of shows and showtimes, connect to RadioFoodWire.com. With TuneIn, you can get your daily cup of foobar. Can you dig it?
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
As well you should.
Oh my God, American hero.
Welcome back to the Wheels Wear of Old Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Try it again. I'm going to cut that out. You goofed up. Just try it again. You got it. You got it.
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To call the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or get at us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Welcome back, Drunk.
It's good to see you.
A long absence from our good friend, Drunkard STL, on the Twitter.
It's been like 2.5 weeks.
I know, and you, I'm sure you have a whole variety of stories to fill us in on from all of your downtime.
I missed you guys.
You did?
That's for sure. During Thanksgiving prayer, I prayed for the WFO Dicks podcast.
You did?
No.
Silently.
But I did think about it.
Like, you did?
I did.
You guys do like a grace thing?
Yeah.
Before your meals?
It's a big family.
Do you bow your...
It's a big Irish Catholic family.
Do you
family.
Bow?
Yeah.
You put your head down?
Give the bow. I fold the
hands.
Let me
ask you a question. If you're not
We have the toast.
If you're not a prayer or like a toast person or anything, is it rude to just kind of sit there and look at everybody?
Well, we do have a section of the family is... With the kids, they're like, they don't even know how to make the sign of the cross. It's kind of funny.
How do you do it? Right to left or?
Left to right,
left
I think.
Left to right? What if you're left-handed?
Sucks. You're supposed to do it with your right hand.
Okay. So it is rude to like just look at them like, oh.
No.
These guys are all bowing.
I find it comical, really.
Yeah. Yeah. But you bow?
I mean, I give it like the quarter head down and...
Do you judge the
Because, you know, my grandpa is kind of long. He's in his 80s. He's long-winded, so.
Do you sit there looking all Kermit the Frog-like and just sitting there waiting to get your damn food?
Yeah, and then I was, like, in the middle of the table this year, which sucks because that means you basically go last.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. What? Okay, so
Spectacles.
Oh, okay, so like your forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Then your nutsack.
Then your wallet.
Wallet, it would be on my left side. The watch would be on my right side.
Yep.
Okay. But you guys don't keep your... You keep your wallet in your right pocket, don't you?
I keep my wallet on my thigh pocket. I wear cargo pants. I don't put my wallet behind me.
You don't put your wallet in your back pocket?
Nope.
I do not either.
What kind of goddamn communists are you?
I don't like sitting on it.
It fucks up my feng shui, dude.
I think my left butt cheek is probably indented in just from, like, years of keeping my fat-ass wallet in my back pocket.
Yeah, it started fucking on my back and my hips and shit. I couldn't carry it in my back pocket anymore.
Yeah, like, I would feel weird not sitting on my wallet. Like, I would constantly be like, where the fuck's my wallet?
If I carry it, I keep it in my front pocket.
Really?
I put mine in my
if it's cold
pocket.
And I have a jacket, I'll keep it in my jacket.
I only keep my wallet in my front pocket if I'm going to a neighborhood.
A sketchy place?
That I'm suspect of.
So in St. Louis, that's a lot of places.
You know, you should just keep your money in your sock.
Yeah, or just like the old ghetto ladies in the hood, just in their titties. You know how many times I've gotten sweaty titty money?
Oh,
nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've worked in the pizza industry. I'm sure you've had it plenty of times, too.
Yeah, I've more than once grabbed a pair of tongs and grabbed them off the counter like that just to make a show of how fucking nasty they are.
We're talking about, I guess it would be a good time to go into Black Friday.
Okay.
And all of the crazies.
The shenanigans.
Killing each other. For $100 off a TV.
All the tomfoolery.
Doesn't all of that... Yeah, I mean, when you see that on TV and you see that really... We're talking about $100.
I just started cracking up, personally.
And people are stun-gunning each other.
Right.
People are...
And they're all mad that they got stun-gunned.
Stabbing each other.
You're the idiot that went out on Black Friday. Come on now, man.
They're getting in fights. They're...
I think
cops are jumping
deaths.
In their cars and they're driving away with cops half hanging out of cars. I mean, this is to save a little bit of money on a Nikon camera.
That's funny to me.
And, I mean, like, you think about that, and I mean, you just think, like, what would happen. I mean, you know, fucking, Katrina, shit
yeah.
like that is a perfect example. I mean, you know, people are on the roofs of their businesses shooting at people. And it's amazing, like, how fragile all of this is.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it. My favorite day to watch the news is Black Friday, just to see the shenanigans going on that day.
Oh, and you see, like, the herd of fat women cattle
that
just plow into something.
It's beautiful.
You can hear them mooing and their fat feet shuffling, clop, clop, clop. I gotta get a PS4 for the boy. Clop, clop, clop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Thanksgiving Day, 8 o'clock at night. We spent the whole day eating and trying to, you know, have, you know, precious little time left that you just get to spend with your family.
Right.
You know? I mean, you work, and, I mean, people are probably putting in more hours, you know, having less time to themselves.
Bad economy, all that, yeah.
And you got one goddamn day that you can just kind of hang out with your family and eat and enjoy things. And fucking these Walmart people got to fucking go put on that shitty shirt.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
They probably have 3 shirts, so they got to fucking wash them over and over again.
Right.
The same goddamn shirt that they've been fucking sweating in twice a week for however many years.
Right, I believe they opened at 5.
The last fucking thing they want to do in the world is put on that fucking blue shirt and that shitty name tag and go to work. They just want one fucking day. And then fucking people go get, you know, stabbed and shot at and tased so they can get $6 DVDs.
Yeah. Imbeciles, man. So did you partake in any Cyber Monday today?
I did not, no. And actually, my...
You better get on. You only got a couple hours left.
my cyber business probably should have done something today.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm fucking writing down stupid shit to come talk to you fucking idiots about.
Yeah, but how much money do you make off the show?
Zero.
See that? Well, you get back smiles. It's how amazing. Can you put a price on smiles?
It's amazing how much more time I spend on my hobby that actually costs money, as opposed to spending time on my hobby that I make money doing.
Well, now you know it's, what you need to do.
It's stupid, the offset.
You should figure out a way how to make money off the things you enjoy.
You think?
Yeah. Like, I always like shitting in boxes. And look at me now.
So my nephew got baptized yesterday.
Yeah?
I got to take a day off work for that. I was pretty excited just because I didn't have to go to work on a Sunday. So I was talking to my sister, and she said she had 3/4 of her Christmas shopping done before Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's actually a pretty good thing to do. You get to miss out on all the fucking fat fucks at the mall.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, she's, like, addicted to shopping, and so is her husband. She found the right one, man. That dude will stand at Target for 4 hours, right at her side, and just thumb through every fucking rack and every article of clothing.
To spend hours.
Could you imagine that? Spending 4 hours at Target next to your significant other shopping?
Oh, no. When she veers into that ladies section.
Your electronics.
I don't even slow down. I'm just like, oh, we lost one. See you in a bit. Call me if you need
right.
me. I have my phone on me.
You know my number. Give the call.
Anchor in the chat. Why does Napier hate fat people so much? Is he self-loathing? You do make a lot of angry comments about fat people. You're mad at fat people.
No, well, I'm encouraging them.
You are quite an overweight gentleman yourself.
Yeah, I am.
He's not slim.
No, I'm not. Not even a little bit. But, look, you...
At any time in your life, would you have considered yourself slim?
My junior year of high school was actually down to like 175 pounds.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, I was getting pretty fit. And then I decided, fuck that, I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
And I've been slowly working towards my goal.
And I just need to get on that P90X. Call it a couple 90 days.
I stole DDP yoga off the internet.
Yeah?
I did it a couple of times.
How'd that go for you?
It's fun, I guess. You know, he does like his... Like,
well, you're the least overweight of the three of
like,
us.
Like,
so.
Sometimes, like, you know, like, he'll just, like, go, bang! Like, in the middle of this, which is kind of fun.
I will say this. Whenever you see a bunch of dumb shit going on, especially at Walmart, not a lot of skinny people there. I'm just saying, my disdain and hatred of fat people, it doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes from years of watching these wildebeest fat hippo fucks doing some of the dumbest shit. And you never see the skinny people doing that. No, they're off being active outside, you know, not, you know, at, you know, Walmart. Like, maybe they're doing it at Bass Pro. Actually, no, there's some fat fucks there, too.
Cabela's.
No, they're real fat there.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to those things that the people had for a while that, like, you made your abs, like, while you weren't doing, like, they electrocuted your abs?
Oh, yeah, apparently that's a good way of getting muscle seizures.
You know, I'd be all for that, like, if it worked. Like, you know, you just wear the belt that just zaps you all day, and then, like, you get abs.
Well,
that shit doesn't feel good, by the way.
But, I mean, like, exercising's boring.
Well, part of that, it does work. It makes your muscles go into convulsions.
I mean, running, what are you going to do while you run? You just run.
Well, you could watch TV.
Here's like on a treadmill or something?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You can do targeted strength training. Like, you can, like, train up your arms, your legs, your stomach. You can train those up to be stronger. You can't do targeted weight loss. It doesn't work like that.
You could listen to your multitude of podcasts while running.
I can't really be totally focused on just one thing.
You could up the amount of times you play hockey in a week.
I mean, like, you know, I can't just listen to a podcast. I have to, like, be listening to a podcast
while,
like,
running,
while I'm working on something, or while I'm doing something else. I can't just do. That's why I can't just do video games, because, like, You can't do other things while playing a video game.
So what you're saying is you have a severe case of ADD.
Don't you get bored? Do you play video games?
Well, I mean, occasionally.
I mean, it's just like you just do something and then like, oh, okay, go get this, you know, pack from the other side of the map, Batman, and then like you got to run through all the stuff you ran back through to go get a new clue, and then you run back to the other side, and it's just so, it's so tedious, it's so boring.
Yeah. So maybe you should stop playing video games then.
I've been playing NHL 14, and I still haven't won a damn game.
Really?
No. Not I've been playing it for months. I've never won. I scored 3 goals the other day in the first period. I was up 3-0. Second period, no score. Third period, all of a sudden, Carey Price becomes a goddamn machine. And fucking they scored 4 goals and beat me 4-3.
So you're terrible?
And let me tell you something. There's a poke check button.
Yeah.
You poke the puck off people's sticks.
Yeah.
That isn't a poke check button. That is a 2 minutes for tripping button.
I was about to say.
Every time you poke check, it's 2 minutes for tripping. You can't poke check in the game.
You just can't hold it down. You just got to tap it. That'll hook them instead of trip them.
Yeah. You gotta tap it, and you can't swing. Like, if you swing your player, he swings a stick at his feet.
You had a thing about what's going on with...
Oh, Xbox One?
Yeah.
With the little Kinect microphone? It's banning people from. They have this little service. You take your video. You're like, oh, this is an awesome game. I'm going to edit this video. I'm going to put it on my Xbox. I'm going to do some commentary over, you know, my awesome game. Like, oh, check this out. Blam, headshot, motherfucker. Blam, headshot, motherfucker. 2 headshots, motherfucker. And then you upload that to Microsoft's little sharing service. And you get banned from Xbox Live because you said motherfucker in a video that you uploaded.
I thought that it was picking up your microphone while you were playing the game. They found out who you were through your YouTube video?
No, they have their own sharing thing. Like Xbox One has its own little sharing service. You can watch them online, you can watch them from the Xbox.
Oh.
And if you upload using their little client, and you edit it using their client, and you say fuck, they're going to ban your ass.
They ban? What happens when you're banned?
Your Xbox Live account goes dead, and your box that you have, I think if you do it once or twice, sometimes they console ban you, which means that console will never have an Xbox Live account on it. It's banned forever from their... online service.
Which makes it worthless, right?
Pretty much useless.
Yeah.
Unless you play sports games.
No, even then.
Versus each other.
FIFA 14, if you say curse words at the FIFA 14 in manager mode, single player mode, you'll get eventually kicked off a team. Like, you'll be the manager of a team, and you're going through, and like, ah, fuck, titties, goddamn. You get a little notice, and it says, hey, dude, you shouldn't curse like that because you're making our team look bad when you say fuck. And you're like, oh, well, screw this. Next game, fuck, I lost again. You get another little notice. Hey, dude, knock it the fuck off. And then you do it again, and then all of a sudden, your team kicks you off of it.
Jay Adson in the chat, more like micro softies. Mm-hmm. You know what? This is my theory, because even if a third of the horrible horror stories about Xbox that you've been telling are true, even if any of them were true.
Yep.
I think that maybe Microsoft doesn't want to make Xboxes anymore.
No, actually, they sold a good amount of them over the holidays.
But people are still buying them, and so they can't really justify stopping. So they're trying to make a product and create an environment where no one wants to play their systems anymore, so they can go back to making Windows again. Because there's no way that this is like in the interest of making money.
Their thing is they're known as the frat boy console, where you get a bunch of like younger dudes on there that just say fucking racial obscenities,
right,
and tell you that your mother's a whore.
So that's your core audience.
That's their core audience. Microsoft is trying to get away from that, and they're trying to make it more family friendly. And this
they're trying to go the way of Nintendo because Nintendo's doing so great right now.
Well, they're not trying to go Nintendo's route, but they want to class it up. You know, PlayStation. A lot of their players don't do that. The reason that they don't do that is because PlayStation 3 didn't include a microphone. Microsoft did include a microphone. So all their little 14-year-olds that got on the microphone that they gave them this fucking microphone, they started screaming, fuck you, every time you shot them in the head. On PlayStation, you couldn't do that because they didn't give you a microphone. You had to go out and buy your own microphone. Guess who doesn't have fucking money? 14 and 15-year-olds don't have any goddamn money. They can't buy a Bluetooth headset. So they don't get to say anything.
So I can't say fuck, but I can shoot my opponent in the head with a grenade.
Oh, yeah, that's within the rules.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they come back to life.
Right.
Which is a good lesson to teach everyone.
Right. After you shoot them in the head, they'll just come back.
Shoot them in the face, they'll just come back to life.
No big deal.
Exactly.
But if you say fuck twice, we're bricking your shit.
Right. The world is ending.
Drunk!
Yes, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
From Matt Leroy, if you were to hunt drunk, what would be your weapon of choice, preferred method, and what would the meat taste like?
Well, for number one, my dick.
You would hunt drunk with your dick.
Number two, his mouth.
Okay.
And number three is also my dick.
So you're just going to have drunk blow you is
to what? Death.
Okay.
I would use one of those blow dart guns like the native peoples of the South.
To hunt you?
Yeah.
Like a tranquilizer dart?
Yeah.
Are you going on a spirit
like
quest?
Like one of those those poison darts?
Would you wear like a feathery headband? And a loincloth?
Yes. Just a loincloth, by the way. Just to get that visual out there for you guys.
Wear one of those old World War II fighter pilot helmets that are made out of leather.
Yeah.
But instead of leather, it's made out of your enemy's skin.
Did you ever see that movie that Gary Busey kidnapped Ice-T or Ice Cube? I'm pretty sure it was Ice-T. And then like let him loose in the forest and then they hunted him?
No, but that sounds awesome.
I think, I think I own it on DVD. I think it was like in the $5 bin, but I'm not sure if I ever actually watched it. But yeah, Gary Busey, or maybe they paid him. I think he was a hobo. Ice-T was a hobo, and they brought him to like an island and like they fed him. They're like, hey man, you know, this is going to be fun. And then they like said, okay, you got like an hour head start and then we're going to come shoot you.
Why does it sound like this actually happened?
It probably did. But yeah, it was, I guess we should watch that because I own it. And why would I have bought it if we weren't going to watch it?
We can MST3K
Surviving the game. Thank you, Benny. Surviving the game. Yeah. Did Ice-T die in it? Did somebody shoot him?
Well, there's
or did he win?
There's a 10-second delay.
You have the movie. You could watch it.
Well, I'm not going to watch it if they just, like, let Ice-T out in the forest and then shoot him. I mean, that just seems like a dumb movie. From Travis Hulse. If you had to blowjob an openly gay male celebrity in order to not get butt-sexed by Tommy Lee of Motley Crue fame, who would it be? How many openly gay celebrity males are there? I mean, it's like Nathan Lane or
that one brown dude from Entourage. Remember?
No, I don't.
He was an agent. He was on Entourage and he was gay.
I mean, so you're blowing Nathan Lane unless you can come up with somebody else.
That one dude from Will and Grace was
yeah, he's gay.
Okay.
Harvey Fierstein. Is Harvey Fierstein the guy from Independence Day?
No.
That's not him.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, not who I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, so you're blowing Nathan Lane to avoid... Okay, would you rather blow Nathan Lane or get fucked in the ass by Tommy Lee?
Well, I know what Tommy Lee's got, and I don't want it, so I'll go Nathan Lane on that.
I mean, which one is worse?
Well, Tommy Lee's got the diseases.
I would imagine sucking a dick. Oh, yeah, he's got the hepatitis, doesn't
he's
he?
He's got the hep.
Yeah.
I'll take Nathan Lane. We'll do this.
Okay, so you're going to blow...
Yeah. Doogie Howser, he's definitely...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
No, he talk about it.
You think?
Yeah.
No, see, now... So you'd rather blow Nathan Lane than Doogie?
Well, yeah.
I mean, Doogie...
Neil Patrick Harris would talk
Doogie's
about it.
Doogie's more fit, though, right? Or does that not matter, I guess?
Yeah, but, I mean, the other guy, he's got more class. I mean, I don't think he'd talk about it.
You think?
Yeah, I think he's...
He seems like more of a loudmouth to me.
Nah, he's one of them old gays. I mean, they used to not talk about it so much. He's used to getting a blowjob from somebody and then... You know,
keeping
not,
it on the hush-hush?
Yeah, not going on Howard Stern the next day. Hey, guys, guess what I just got?
So you'd have to be pretty hush-hush or they won't be giving him them Lion King checks anymore.
Nope.
From Anchor Babcock, would Harrison Ford getting killed by Nazis be more ironic than how Paul Walker died?
Oh.
That's hardcore. I got followed by Paul
soon.
Walker the other day. Did you know that?
The real Paul Walker?
It's got a check mark by his name.
Paul Walker followed you on Twitter and then died?
I suppose so.
How is Drunk getting all of these celebrities to follow him?
Because he's not an unlikable fuck.
I got a... All you do is retweet people mentioning you.
Yeah. He's got a system. Why don't you get a system? Instead of telling Roseanne Barr she's fat and having her unfriend you.
One of the last people that Paul Walker followed on Twitter... was Drunkard STL on the Twitters, and then he died. But to answer, Drunk killed Paul Walker.
Yes, I did.
To answer your question, I mean, Harrison Ford being killed by not, I mean, like, I was trying to think of some other ones, like something involving Hugh Jackman and magnets.
Oh, yeah.
How could James Bond die? Never mind.
That was a good one.
Drunk, are you looking up Paul Walker following you on Twitter?
Yeah, I guess he unfollowed me.
Or did you just make the story up?
I did not make it up. Because when I saw it, I was like, what? Why is
Paul
Walker
following me? Do you think that he was going through the process of unfollowing people while he was driving? And so he wasn't paying attention
it's
to the
quite,
road.
It's quite the possibility. He was unfollowing me.
He's like, what is this? What is this Ryan fellow doing on my timeline?
Yes. Oh, shit, a tree.
Well, I guess, you know, it's very easy for Drunk to say that now because, I mean, Paul Walker can't defend himself.
Right, exactly.
I don't think he would have
anyone. I didn't follow Drunk. That's bullshit.
I don't think he'd call us to tell us it was bullshit. I think he would probably just say, I don't know what the hell you people are talking about.
Oh.
By the way, Podchies beat Uniformed Opinions.
Boom!
Boom.
Congratulations, Benny. I'm sorry, Frank.
So, I mean, are we gonna talk about it at all?
No, nah, that was weeks ago. I can't even remember what the episodes were about. I just remember it was
at this point, is it just whoever has the shorter runtime wins?
No.
No? And do you actually listen to the shows?
Well,
are you still participating in Drunk's podcast challenge?
Yeah.
You're still on board with the game?
Sure.
So when this ends and we start Drunk's podcast challenge 2...
Electric Boogaloo.
I mean, like,
maybe
you're excited about this. Oh no, not maybe.
I wouldn't say I'm excited.
Drunk, I'm still in the process of thinking about what your punishment will be for all of the weeks you missed.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like there needs to be some kind of. Doesn't there need to be some kind of repercussions for this?
As long as I'm not blowing dudes.
Oh, by the way, that was the end of
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. Wasn't there one in the chat?
Oh, yeah. What was the question in the chat?
Oh, something about turkeys or something.
Yeah.
What was the question in the chat? Dr. Napier, when preparing for Thanksgiving dinner, what is the technical term for the big turkey pussy you pull the innards out of after baking it?
That's actually the turkey anus. You pull things out of its anus.
You, I guess you have to, you probably cut the, like, so that the, it's wider. You know, and then they sew the butthole back.
No, they don't.
Like, when you're giving birth. And
you've never cooked a turkey.
No, I'm talking about, like, when you're giving birth and, like, you know, the baby's head's too big for, and they gotta, you know, snip so that it's, and then they gotta sew it.
No, they just push on the belly. And it pops out like a zit.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Benny's got a good line in the chat. Patrice O'Neill and the guy from Glee followed me on Twitter. That fucking guy from Glee, he fucking tweeted something about Sharknado and then OD'd. And so his Twitter will be there forever. And the last thing will be, hey guys, watch Sharknado.
And then everybody watch Sharknado.
I was like, oh my god, this guy's still on Twitter. What was his last tweet? What will be the last thing that he tweeted?
And it'll be, hey guys, watch Sharknado. Dirt. Dirt. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you?
Stupid fucking Sharknado.
He's crying inside.
Fucking guy.
You're a silly, silly bastard. Maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know.
A year from now, you go back and it's oh, he hasn't tweeted in a while. I wonder what happened. Then you Google him. Oh, he died. Thinking about Sharknado.
Would it have been worse if he said, hey guys, it's 3 a.m. This road's deserted. My brakes don't work. YOLO run. I'm going to make a YOLO run to Taco Bell on a car with no brakes. Wait for me to get back.
This dude came into my work today. And he signed his credit card receipt. And when he signed it, he got out this like this little box, right? And he opened it up, and you know, like in a movie where there's like a, you know, like a professional killer, and like he has like a, you know, a gun and a suitcase, and like he has to, you know, screw his big sniper rifle together because it's in like three or four spots.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's got all broke down.
Yeah, and like you know, there's like. You open the suitcase and there's like foam that has, you know, the imprints of all the different things. So they all have their own little space.
Yeah.
His pen was in three pieces. So, I mean, like the bullshit blue pen that I handed him. Fuck that. I don't sign my shit with regular pens. He fucking screws together this three piece pen. and he signs his name like real calligraphy, all fancy like. And then he opens up a little canister and he dips his thumb in and he presses he puts a thumbprint on his signature. So his signature is his name. And then, so he walks around with a black thumb all day because he had to sign my credit card receipt.
You should have taken it and said, hey, buddy, that's cool and all. But guess where I'm leaving this, and guess what you're going to be an accessory to.
And then he unscrews all his pen, and so like we have to have small talk while he's, you know, putting his pen back together, and it's very so. How's the weather? I mean, that's what it always is, right?
Did he sound like a pompous ass?
I'd have been like, I'd have asked him straight up. I'm like, what's up with the pen, dude?
No, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to say, hey, dude. That's a cool pen. Thanks for wasting 5 fucking minutes of my life while you screw this together like a jackass. Oh, now you're going to sign it like a little artist. Aren't you so clever? just get that little guy out there, and I want you to paint me a picture. Or you could just sign your fucking credit card receipt. Thank you for your $10.99. Get the fuck out.
But I mean, what's the situation going to be like where that's contested, where he has to say, oh, well, that's my signature, but my thumbprint isn't there. Where's my thumbprint?
Do you think, like, maybe he was one of the only people to ever get, like, their credit card thing stolen? Or maybe he does it to where if he doesn't do that, he just disputes it with his credit card company. Like, maybe he's like, no, I want to pay this one. Let me get out the special pin.
Oh, boy. So, do you want to hear about drunks? Triumphant. We might as well just end the Hollywood Fantasy League because I don't think we're going to catch Drunk. I don't think there's any. Drunk had two movies finished this week. Drunk, are you aware of how well you did?
No, but I do know my third movie is got postponed and will not be playing.
Your third movie was Frozen.
Right. No. Well, okay, my second movie.
It got postponed?
Postponed.
They've been advertising the fuck out of it.
Not going to be coming out till after the new year.
Really?
So you got a chat.
They've been putting it on TV a whole bunch.
I talked to one of my friends.
One of your Hollywood insiders?
Yeah, one of my Hollywood insiders who works at Werenberg said it won't be out till after the new year.
We're not catching that number. I couldn't catch that number with five picks.
Yeah, the Hunger Game movie finished $296 million.
Ooh, baby.
Had a 75 Metacritic.
That's pretty good.
So 222 points.
That's so bad.
For your second overall first round pick. Your third round pick, I think, beat both of me and definitely my second round pick, but Napier's first round pick.
Yeah. Easily.
Thor 2 didn't do good?
$93 million.
Yeah. And that's only week one, right?
No, it's done.
Frozen is completely done?
Yeah.
I thought it came out
the same day as
Saturday. Oh, did it?
Yeah. Has a 74 Metacritic. So two great Metacritic scores.
Fantastic.
69 points. So you have 291 points right now. Ooh. So even without the DiCaprio movie, you should be in pretty good shape. But I can't believe it's not coming out. What happened? And why did Jay Adson get 10 copies of Magic Mike for $1 each? What are you going to do with 10 copies?
Give them out for Halloween.
Of Magic Mike.
He's going to give them out for Halloween. Duh.
Maybe he has an idea for a stop motion film where he blows up 10 copies of Magic Mike.
What else is on? What else is a dollar? Because I want to get some stuff for a dollar. I didn't get an opportunity to really browse the... why are we still doing this show? We gotta see all these deals. You can get Magic Mike for a dollar? Do I own Magic Mike?
Do you need to own Magic Mike?
Those fellas are dreamy. They do all their little cock-flopping dances.
Yeah, they do.
And it's only a dollar? So yeah, it's Cyber Monday. So quit listening to this bullshit and go find you some
or artists. Listen to this bullshit. Wow,
you're already online. I mean, they gotta be.
So how many points do you guys have?
Not that.
I think mine did like 26 or something, and Napier's did like 60 something. But I don't have it in front of me.
What was your first pick?
The Hobbit.
Oh, which is still yet to come out.
Yes.
So you could catch me in theory.
No.
No?
No. No.
No.
People love those movies.
The Metacritic on them is never
won,
very
drunk.
Good.
You won. You're the champion. Congratulations.
Mike's getting fucked over by Lord of the Rings nerds getting all pissed off that they didn't include their favorite fucking character.
Lord of the Rings nerds. That's what I'm depending on.
Yeah. If Smaug, the little dragon, all they have to do is give him one peacock feather, and you're getting a 35%. That's all they got to do.
I don't
put
know what
one
the
peacock
fuck.
Feather on that fucking dragon.
I don't know what the 35%.
In Lord of the, in The Hobbit, there's a dragon that the fucking wizards are going to go fight.
Me.
Okay, there's a they're going to go fight a dragon, and the dragon has all the gold, and they are like, we want some of that gold. We're going to go fight that dragon, and everybody has, you know, in their head a picture of what this dragon's going to look like. It's going to be all magical and mysterious. It's going to be all smoky and fire-breathy. One peacock feather on the top of this motherfucker's head.
Why would he have a feather, though? Dragons don't have feathers.
Doesn't matter. That's all. That's the only thing standing between you and drunk is one peacock feather. That's all they got to do. One peacock feather. Every fat fucking bastard in that movie theater will walk out.
Do you ever see a movie and, like, when a guy comes on the screen?
That's really hot.
Like, when you see a guy and, like, his first appearance in the movie, you look at him and you say, oh, that's the bad guy. He has a bad guy face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the guys with the bad guy face. Say, oh, that's the bad guy. He's got a bad guy face.
Like Mickey Rourke.
There's certain guys that, like, have bad guy faces that are always bad guys, and they'll never be good guys.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Do you ever see bad guys in real life and say, that guy has a bad guy face?
John Lithgow had a bad guy face. And
No.
Cliffhanger.
Guys with good guy faces can be bad guys. But guys with bad guy faces cannot be good guys.
Like Al Pacino.
So John Lithgow didn't have a bad guy face in Cliffhanger?
Like, well, what was the movie?
But he had a good guy face in
Third
Rock from the Sun?
Saw a movie the other day. Guy has a bad guy face. There's some guys that, like, you see him and they got the bad guy face.
Kind of like Donald Sutherland, never a good guy, always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland kind of has a bad guy face. Yeah. Yeah. Donald Sutherland is typically a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there was a fucking, the fucking guy that was Uli Konkol from the Beaver picture in the Big Lebowski, you know what I'm talking about? The Russian guy, he was doing the BMW commercials for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Guy has a bad guy face. That guy's never going to be a good guy. He's a bad guy.
He's never going to be not German either.
Right.
Or European or something.
I don't know what that has to do with peacock feathers on dragons, but it was something I was thinking about.
Jeremy Irons, always a bad guy.
Jeremy Irons has a bad guy face. Kind of has a bad guy face, yeah.
They never put Michael Clark Duncan in a skinny dude role.
Well, what else do you have for me, Michael?
I don't really have a whole hell of a lot to
do. You want to give me a new thing for me to take 3 weeks on? Or?
Oh, yeah. We got to look up your podcast challenge for next week, don't we? This is going to be exciting.
Super exciting.
So you're thinking that maybe we won't do Drunk's Podcast Challenge next? I was working on a song. Okay, so Thor had 79 points. Ender's Game had 22 points.
Ender's Game only had 22 points?
Yeah. It kind of sucked.
It bombed. It bombed nice and good.
God, do you see how long it's been since we did a Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge? Okay, so it looks like Unfit for FM will be taking on Pod Cheese. Those are already... So it'll either be Nerdgasm versus 76th Street.
Sweet Feathery Jesus already beat Eric Toddcast.
Okay, so the only one left is Nerdgasm versus 76th Street.
Yes.
Will you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's exciting. There was a thing today about how 78% of Americans want members of Congress to
die,
to pee in cups to prove they're not on drugs, like to have like random drug testing. I can't believe it's only 78%. Shouldn't it be 100%?
Well, though, some people don't believe in drug testing.
Right, you know those 22% or whatever, that 32%, whatever.
Just don't believe in drug testing.
Right.
But, I mean, like...
They believe in your civil rights, goddammit.
A lot of them are... are pushing for people on welfare and stuff to have to do random drug testing. I mean, people that fucking, you know, do, you know, parking lot sweeping have to take random drug testing to be employed. You would think that the members of Congress would have
right.
to, too.
I work in a warehouse, and I get randoed all the time.
Well, that's because you work with machinery. I mean, you smoke dope one day and get on a forklift and take out some dude's spinal column, the fucking forklift, your employer's going to be on the hook for that.
Yeah.
Because you won't, because you can't afford it. They're right. not suing you.
Exactly. This dude makes not too much at a fucking warehouse. Let's go after a big company.
I mean, what does a member of Congress do? I mean, the worst that they got to do is sign something.
But they,
do you think that's a spider bite?
But they make cheese.
No, I think that's a boil. A boil?
I think it's your nipple.
That looks like a new nipple forming.
You think?
Did you pop it?
No. Like it.
Would you like me to pop it?
No.
Does it have
like
teeth marks?
It doesn't pop. It's like something. I don't know what
Do you want us to broadcast it over the interwebs?
No.
Does it have teeth marks on it?
I can tweet it for you.
I think the show's over.
I bet Starry would love a picture of it.
I think the show's over.
Yeah?
I think so.
I mean, all right.
Well, don't get all mopey about it.
Well, he just got here.
I was so happy to see
he's
you
like,
guys.
He's like, all right.
I mean,
I'll just shut off my microphone. All right,
dude shows up at a bar and we're already drunk and we're ready to head out. And he's like, "Oh, dude, so I just got here." Like, okay.
I'm still trying to play catch up.
Yeah,
which never works, by the way. You either don't get there or you get way past everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make up for lost time.
There's two ways that goes.
Your belly button really freaks me out, dude.
Why? You have a belly button that could freak out people, too?
No. No. His is real weird.
Why?
It looks like a gunshot wound that didn't heal right. It doesn't look like a regular belly button hole.
My sister has a half innie, half outie.
That's creepy, too.
It's fucked up, I know.
What do you mean half? Like,
the bottom part's an outie and the top part's an innie.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Weird.
Belly buttons are like fingerprints in snowflakes. There's no two that are the same.
I bet mine smells real bad.
I bet it smells fantastic.
Actually, Mike flipped out when he smelled my belly button hole.
I bet it smells like rotten cheese and lint.
I bet it smells like fat sweat. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFO Dicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at Drunkard STL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Bed with the coyote.
hold on a second. I'm going to start this song over. Tell me I'm wrong. Okay. You ready?
You're wrong. And you got a lumpy butt.
Are you ready?
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Skin, something, something, your skin makes me cry.
I hear
you float like a feather. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Made a bed with a coyote.
I'm a creep. Yeah, that's not
I'm cool. A loser. What the hell am I doing here?
I hear it.
Here.
A little bit.
So, fucking Selena Gomez performed at the halftime show of some football game.
Thanksgiving Day. Cowboys.
And, Oakland. I mean, like, not only was her dancing atrocious, but her singing was atrocious, too.
But
and,
she looked good.
Oh, yeah, she looked great. But you know, for a 12-year-old girl. But
I think she's like 20-something.
She looks 12 to me. But, I mean, like, it was pretty evident that she was lip-singing. And, like, in most performances now, I mean, like when you watch the fucking Macy's parade, most of them don't even have microphones anymore. They just don't even try to hide it. Don't you think, like, especially if I pay to go see a live performance.
You're watching football.
Yeah, I was about to say, you did not pay to go see Selena Gomez at halftime.
I mean, like, do you think that Selena Gomez on a typical performance sings, or do you think that most times...
pop stars don't actually sing,
they said that, you know, Britney Spears on her Vegas thing, she isn't singing at all. She just goes up there, she stands around, and she plays her music for you while you look at her. And I mean, like, shouldn't that be... advertised, shouldn't there be a little in fine print somewhere, like on the ticket?
But if
you're not actually seeing a live performance.
But if they're terrible, you don't want to, like, ruin your image of them, I guess.
I've heard Britney Spears live. She can't, you know how she does her little dances out there?
Right.
She can't do that and sing. Like, I've heard her, and it sounds like a fat person walking upstairs and trying to have a conversation.
Well, they said that Michael Jackson didn't even sing live after, like, the Bad tour. Because, I mean, I guess the spectacle is seeing him dance and stuff like that. And why not, you can have dance breaks. But, I mean like, if you're going to see a live performance and they're not singing live, okay, fine. But shouldn't you advertise that? Okay, you're going to see Michael Jackson dance to his songs.
Here's the thing with that. The people that can actually sing, they still sing. The people that are just performers, that's what they do. They
They get away with saying it's a live performance without saying it's a live singing performance, and then they can just say that?
I've never actually heard them refer to it as singing. They always say performance.
But, I mean, is that how they get away with it?
I'm not offended by the lip-syncing, too, either way, by the way.
You're not?
No.
I would, if I'm going to go see an artist, you know, do their singing, I expect them to sing at me, not pop it and drop it. That's a dance. If I want to go see a dancer dance...
Yeah, but if I want to hear the record, I'd just put on the record.
How many of those concerts are you really going to go see, though?
Yeah,
are you going to go see Miley? Are you going to go see Selena
Gomez?
No,
but I'm saying that these...
Any act that you would see, they're not lip-syncing.
It just makes me mad that they exist.
No, like, these are shows for idiots. They're for 14 and 15-year-olds.
A couple months back,
they don't know.
You went to Candlebox, right?
Probably.
Guarantee you they did not lip-sync that.
No.
Because they're not out there fucking...
shaking their shit.
Right.
Right.
See, those are adult...
So
music performances.
You guys are saying I'm being silly.
Yeah,
I'm being a silly goose. That's what you're saying.
These are pop
stars. It's not necessarily that you're being silly. It's that they do what they do, and you can go see it if you want. But
also, they're pop stars. That's what they do.
I feel like a silly goose now. You don't think it's more evident or like more
prevalent today
more now than it did? I mean, like
probably
Madonna wasn't lip syncing. Madonna was going up there and singing, wasn't she?
Yeah, but Madonna...
Tina Turner never fucking
Madonna
lip-synced.
Wasn't doing quite the shit.
Tina Turner was the shit. She'd go up there and fucking belt it out.
Tina Turner didn't shake it and drop it and lock
Tina
it.
Tina Turner did shake it.
No.
Tina Turner shook the fuck out of it.
But she wasn't twerking at the same time.
Yeah, she gave a little shimmy.
Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river.
Don't make me hit you like Ike.
Mike once put his finger in my belly button and then sniffed it for fun. Working for the man every night and day.